This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Two faculty members were shot at Denver's East High School this morning. CPR's Ben Marcus reports the suspected shooter is a 17-year-old student who was required to have daily weapons pat-downs before entering the school.
Just before 10 a.m., police got a call of a shooting at East High School. Two faculty members were transported to Denver Health. One is in serious but stable condition. The other is in critical condition and is undergoing surgery. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas says the shooting occurred when a student was checked for weapons and a handgun was found.
That individual then fled the school, but we do know who that individual is, and a search is underway to try to locate that particular individual.
The student was subject to a daily search as part of a safety plan. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
That suspect is still not in custody. Police executed a search warrant at the shooter's house, but he was not home. Authorities are offering a reward for information on his whereabouts. A Democratic housing bill at the state legislature would force many Colorado cities to allow cheaper, denser homes to be built, like duplexes and townhomes. Bill's sponsor, Iman Judah from Aurora, says many people in her district are being priced out.
This bill allows us to actually come to our constituents and say we have an innovative, sustainable, equitable solution that can take Colorado into the next decade, hopefully next century.
The bill has the backing of Governor Jared Polis. It will likely draw the opposition of many local governments across the state. This is CPR News.